It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hello there. I've got not only me here with you today, but my favorite everyday juicer, the juice star, Ray Deuce Star, is with me. And, you know, I got to tell you something. If you've missed any of our segments that we've done together over the last month or so, you can always go to RadioMD.com, the Dr. Holly Lucille Show, and click on them and learn more about the amazing story about how Ray got into juicing. And I love the story because I'm just going to recap quickly here because we want to get to how he started to boost his juice, because juicing was pretty amazing for him. He had a health issue. His doctor immediately wanted to put him on a prescription medication, and he partnered really nicely with his doctor and said, listen, thanks for your recommendation, but would you mind if I just went ahead and did some dietary lifestyle modifications and see if I could perhaps get myself out of this? And guess what? He started juicing and lost weight, lowered his cholesterol, all these amazing things happened, and he just got obsessed with this liquid almost just nourishment. But he went, I guess, you know what? I don't know, Ray, why I'm ignoring you. I'm just going to throw it over to you.
I love our intros. I love our intros. I'm like, I'm still here.
This is Ray.
I think after this segment, my nickname is going to start to transition into Mr. Liquid, because as you were saying, I totally have fallen in love with the concept of liquid. Now, not to say I don't eat anymore. I want to make that really, really clear. My diet is very, very robust. But, you know, the amazing benefits from the liquid absorption of the fresh vegetable juice, which bypassed my digestion, went directly into my bloodstream, directly down into a cellular level. You know, that's kind of been the impetus, so to speak, for this next segment, which I'm very excited to talk about today, which is going to be about my new product called Boost. By the way, I really enjoyed that last segment, and she set it up perfectly with dietary supplements. That was a pretty fantastic setup.
Yeah. Okay. That excellent. So yeah, last segment we were talking with Dr. Lise Altshuler, and she has a definitive guide to thriving after cancer. And we were talking about preventative tips for cancer, and she did end with targeted nutritional supplements. And I think that's kind of how you got into the whole boosting your juice thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I enjoyed her exercise tips as well. And we'll talk that future shows also. So before I get into really interesting for the listeners today, Starbucks opened up a $70 million juice factory in Southern California. It officially opened today. This is for their Evolution Fresh brand, which they bought for about $30 million roughly 2 years ago. So, you know, if you thought that juicing was a fad or really even a trend, today it has fully emerged into a full-blown business with, you know, the kings of coffee putting down and opening up this new juice factory in Southern California. So I wanted to just share that with everybody. But let's get into today's segment. So I'm going to get a little bit personal today, too. Here's what happened with me. So let's go back to 2006. So in 2006, I actually ended up kind of having a touch of that skin condition called vitiligo. It was probably most famous because Michael Jackson, that's kind of what Michael Jackson had, where there was some discoloration of his skin. And
right.
Needless to go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, yes, that's right. So you get depigmatized. So it's like, it starts almost
depigmatized.
Like. Yep, exactly.
Exactly. So needless to say, I completely freaked out. You know, I was like, oh my God, what is going on? You know, I never had anything, you know, remotely like this. Went to see several dermatologists. And again, ironically, this is pretty funny, but even, you know, in 2006, before all this juicing madness of mine, you know, I kind of did the same thing that I did when my cholesterol came back high. I partnered with that dermatologist. You know, she had told me, she said, listen, you know, the best thing right now is to manage your stress, and then there's a combination of vitamins that you can take that'll help, you know, really elevate your immune system, because vitiligo, like many other things, is an autoimmune disease where your body kind of starts to attack itself. Anyway, long story short, I was militant about taking this concoction of vitamins in pill form at the time, and I also was getting about 20 minutes of sunlight a day. Luckily, something I could do in Southern California here pretty much year-round. And after almost 6 months, believe it or not, my hands, which had looked like you had kind of speckled bleach on them, had completely repigmented. And luckily, to this day, I have not had, you know, the vitiligo come back at all. And, you know, to her incredible surprise, because they didn't expect any type of repigmentation, but did. So, huge believer in vitamins since 2006. Loving it. Started the juicing thing 2 years ago. My problem with vitamins was I would just get nauseated every single time. So from 2006 to 2012, think about it. For 6 years, I lived practically on a daily basis with about 20 to 30 minutes of just a kind of a gross nauseated feeling from those pill form vitamins. So now let's fast forward to, you know, incredible juicing results, loving all this juicing. So I thought, hey, I wonder, you know, they always say vegetables have so many vitamins and all that stuff. So I'm wondering if I'm getting all my daily value of vitamins that I need from this vegetable juice that I'm having every day. So I ended up going and getting the juices tested. I touched on this a little bit last week. And surprisingly, they came back, low in the total complex. And when I say the total complex, I'm talking vitamin A, all the B complex vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. There's 13 total kind of, you know, big vitamins that you need on a daily. So leafy green veggies pretty much will give you a lot of vitamin A, vitamin K, some vitamin C, and then folate. So if you look at kale, celery, spinach, cilantro, parsley, radishes, any of that stuff, if you just Google nutritional value, you'll see that they'll come back high in those, but they're not giving you everything you need. So one day, I took my pill form vitamins, I crushed them up, I boiled a little water, I sort of, you know, mixed it up in the water, and I ended up dumping it in my juice, and I boosted my juice. We talked about it last week. That was the birth of this product. So wow. I spent about 15 months working on Boost, and it's pronounced like B-O-O-S-T, but I tried to get a little witty and pronounce it or spell it B-U-I-C-E-D, like juiced. And so now what it is it's the perfect complement to not only the juicers out there to basically round out and, you know, supplement your juice, but anybody that is in the knee or should be taking vitamins, quite frankly, everybody should be taking vitamins. You now get it in a liquid form. It's one shot a day. There's 30 ounces in a bottle, so it's your one-month supply, and it's gluten-free, GMO-free, dairy-free, caffeine-free, soy-free, nut-free, so completely allergen-free. It'll have no inflammatory reactions in the body, and you're getting now 100% the daily value of that entire spectrum. So I do shot a day, and I love it.
And I guarantee you the Coffee King is not going to be able to claim those dairy-free, nut-free, gluten-free. I promise you. And, you know, I think it's, Ray, a really important point when you said, I think everybody should be taking vitamins, because there's a lot of people that think, like, why? Maybe I can get everything in my foods. But I got to tell you something. I used to be in that camp. The camp that I'm in now is because I have seen, first of all, research articles. The second is that because of our compromised food chain or compromised soil, I do believe there's 60 seconds left, but I do believe that we need nourishments. And I got to tell you, at higher levels, because I was at a conference this weekend, it was really funny. Somebody, one of the speakers, defined RDA as really dumb assumptions. Okay. Not recommended daily allowance, really dumb assumptions, which I thought was great because that's the amount of vitamin C that you need just to not get sick, just to not get scurvy, or the amount of vitamin D that you need just to not get rickets. So, okay, where can we find Boost?
Boost.com, B-U-I-C-E-D, and use the discount code Dr. Holly. If you want to try it and send me any questions, you're welcome to, and we'll get into this more next week.
Yeah, it's my favorite supplement at this point in time. Dr. Holly, use that code. You got a discount, and you can boost your juice and boost your life, which we love. And that's what we try to do here on Radio MD, is help you stay well, easy, very effective, and inexpensive.